A couple of months ago, I read a column about a man named Roger Foley. He is a man who is living with a series of very debilitating medical issues and very challenging stuff indeed. This morning, I woke up to news that he is launching a interesting legal challenge. Joining me now is Ken Berger of Berger Law Firm and the law offices of Ken J. Berger. Ken, thanks so much for being here. Again, I'm a little bit familiar myself with Roger Foley. Can you tell me, just my listeners here briefly, some of his medical history here and kind of what his day-to-day life is like?
Sure, Matt. Happy to be on your show. Mr. Foley unfortunately suffers from cerebellar ataxia, which is a very serious neurodegenerative disease, and it progresses with time. And unfortunately, Mr. Foley is very impaired. He's suffering substantially. He has virtually no independent mobility and requires total care. He needs assistance to even be positioned to eat safely, and he's suffering currently, and unfortunately remains in a hospital.
Some of the what I'd read about him previously, Ken, is that also some of his suffering had itself been triggered by sort of inept care when he was outside the hospitals. I don't want to get into that if that might be legally contentious, but as you note, his care needs are complex and they are significant, and failure to meet them in a fairly exacting way can seriously compound not only his quality of life, but his, well, life itself.
Correct, Matt. The issues that have been alleged have not been adjudicated in court, of course. However, we take the position that he is substantially suffering, and he's not really at all being assisted with life, and that's really problematic, especially people that have disabilities. They need efforts to relieve their suffering and assist them with life, and that is is not being done. There are serious failures here, and there are serious constitutional violations that are being alleged, as you know.
Well, yeah, that's the case. What is his day-to-day life like now, Ken? Because you've mentioned he's not getting the kind of care that he would need in order to live in an independent, in a more dignified way. I know it's kind of depressing stuff, Ken, but what is Mr. Foley's life day-to-day like today?
Matt, he is a completely sound mind, so his mind is completely there. He's fully articulate, he's artistic, he's well spoken and can direct and manage his own care. So he just needs that the help and support to do that in terms of the services, the equipment, and personnel. And the problem is that It's not being provided in a way that relieves his suffering. It can be done. He should be living in the community with help and support. And if he would have had something called self-directed funding, he wouldn't, he wouldn't still be in the hospital. He would have been discharged a long time ago. So the circumstances are extremely problematic. We don't understand how the issues have not been resolved already. The facts are extremely concerning, and we believe that it's a widespread issue across Canada, that not only Mr. Foley's constitutional rights are egregiously being violated, we allege that this is a widespread issue, and many Canadians are in a similar situation, and something needs to be done.
I'm speaking with Ken Berger. He is the lawyer representing Roger Foley. We're speaking about Mr. Foley's condition here. A variety of serious and debilitating medical issues have unfortunately left Mr. Foley unable to care for himself. As Ken has mentioned here, he's cognitively there. His mind is still sharp, but he requires significant care. In a hospital environment, he's being kept alive. He could leave a more independent, more dignified life. outside of that environment. Ken, one of the reasons we're talking this morning, as you'll well appreciate, you guys are advancing a series of legal motions here. One of the ones that caught my interest was that you guys are calling for a moratorium on, well, euthanasia, medical aid in dying in the technical term here in Canada, right across the country. Can you explain why you're appealing for that moratorium?
Yes, Matt. We believe the issues are urgent. We believe that the immediate moratorium is necessary to protect Mr. Foley and all other Canadians who are similarly situated. We take the position that it's essential that people be assisted with life, and the government and governments, the provincial governments across Canada and the federal government, make sure that they put in place necessary services to relieve persons suffering, and that the services are tailored to patient need. And we believe that those crucial services are not being provided at times of most need, and they're not being provided in a way that relieve persons suffering. So what we believe is happening is that across Canada, that Section 7 of the Charter protects a person's life, liberty, and security mm-hmm. of the person. We take the position that the current legislation violates the Charter. That's before the court. However, we want that the institutions that are supposed to protect us act immediately, because the situation of Mr. Foley is very concerning, and they can act. As you know, it takes time for a court proceeding to evolve. Certainly, this we've put the governments on notice, and we demand that this moratorium be put in place immediately. If they don't do that, we believe that that's troubling and problematic, and the court can take that into account.
Ken, we're down to seconds here, but is Mr. Foley being pressured by his medical advisors to opt for assisted death?
Look, he, in the same equation that they were trying to force discharge him and charge him the non-OHIP rate of $1,800 a day, in that same kind of discussion, mm-hmm. Assisted dying came up. And we find that extremely problematic, and as a result, we hope that the minister acts and the provinces act and fix this immediately.
Ken, this is a fascinating case. We're going to watch this one. There's big implications on this. Really grateful for your time. We will stay in touch. Thanks so much for this.
Thank you. Take care.
Ken Berger of Berger Law Firm and the law offices of Ken J. Berger, representing Roger Foley. A fascinating case. A chronically ill man in a lot of pain, but he doesn't want assisted death. He's not interested in that. Is he being pressured into it? Well, his lawyer is now calling for a countrywide moratorium. Draw the conclusions you will from that. We'll be back in moments. It's The Exchange, Global News Radio 640 Toronto. News Radio 640.